What made...
You said kind of when you got married, you became interested in the union. What's kind of made the difference?
Well, Sid...
Yeah.
Worked on the railway, and he was interested in the union. And so I just used to listen to the girls and some of the grinders in work. And he used to talk to me, Sid used to talk to me, so I started attending the union meeting.
Oh, I see. Was it because of your husband that you more or less got more interested?
It wasn't because of him. No. I started getting interested in it, and the conditions that you worked under in the mill.
Yeah.
Bad condition.
Did the other girls talk about the conditions and complain?
Some of them did. Very few. But they had to be in the union. Otherwise, they would have you would have got sacked. The union would have seen to that.
Yeah.
You'd have come and see you.
Did the union ever do anything to improve conditions?
No, I don't think so. No.
Was it all women where you worked?
Well, you had to have men with you in the card room because they had to carry the big cotton laps, you see. And they used to have to strip and clean the machinery while it was going. You weren't allowed to touch that. You wasn't allowed, but sometimes you used to do, you know. Because the higher you went up on the machinery, like when you got onto what you call lap frames and combers, you was a sort of on a piecework. But it wasn't really piecework. You had a clock at the end of your machine, and you had to, it was called Hanks, and it was numbered. And when your machine stopped, that clock would stop. And every Thursday, Tuesday afternoon, the foreman used to come round, the overlooker as he was called, used to come round and take these numbers. And if you hadn't got 34 or 36 Hanks on your clock, it would be stopped out of your wages.
Really?
But if you had 37 or 38, you still didn't get any more money.
Oh.
And this is what we used to talk about in the union about it. Well, in the winter, the mills used to be all very cold. And it used to affect the cotton, so that your machine kept stopping because the cotton, instead of coming through on the rollers, it lapped round on the rollers.
Yeah.
And you used to have to throw whitening on it like a powder. Well, you used to be so afraid of not getting these so many hanks off that girls, you didn't used to stop the machine. They'd jump in and out with a knife like that, trying to take the cotton off, see, because the foreman used to rollick it all around the floor if he didn't get these hanks off, and threatened to take you off. So plenty of the girls got the fingers, tips of fingers taken off. Yeah.